Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Things to remember. 1. The AVB is a law book. It is a law book through and through. It is in no way a religious book. 2. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the character Jesus is a fictitious one who deliberately and repeatedly broke the law of the Sabbath, was eventually caught, tried, found guilty, and sentenced to death as the law required. 3. The AVB has given to Tommy L. Hart the titles of Lord and God. 4. That which is central in the AVB authorized version, Bible, is the papacy's and Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people. This is Israel and the stolen birthright, too. Question of interest, Psalm 35:17. How long wilt thou look on? How long will you look on? Or just be an onlooker? I have asked that you contact me, those of you who are into this, those of you who are receiving this information, those of you who are believing this information, give me a call, not a call, but because you don't have my number, but, you know, send me a message. Send me a message. Let me know what you're thinking. just contact me, and I would invite you to take an active part in this work. Take an active part. This work calls for people to get it done, to do all that needs to be done. We need people. We need people. I say that again. So don't just be an onlooker, but take an active part. Work with me. Let us work together. Okay? You can do that. Statements of Concern, Matthew 13:28. As always, I'm turning to the scripture. Matthew 13:28. Okay? An enemy has done this. This is a continuation from the last time we met together. An enemy has done this. What has the enemy done? Who is the enemy? Of course, with respect to what I'm talking about, the enemy was were the papacy and the Gentiles. The papacy and the Gentiles invaded the black people's land, made war against them, defeated the black people in battle, and cast black people into captivity and enslavement. An enemy has done this. Okay? Next statement. Deuteronomy 33:29. Deuteronomy 33:29 says this, and thine enemies shall be found liars to thee. Okay? This statement is to black people. Is to those blacks who are descendants of those who were scattered abroad by the papacy and Gentiles and from the international slave trade. This statement is to those who have been lied to. Thy enemies shall be found liars. And that is exactly what has happened. I have found the enemy of black people to be liars. I have come to a conclusion that they have, and I have found out that the enemy has lied to us. They have lied to us. They have given us a false belief. Now, this is very bad. The masses of black people and other non-Gentiles believe in Jesus as a living entity, as their Lord and Savior. They have been given that lie by their enemy, the Gentiles. I've given the gospel according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I will say many times now. So those of you who listen frequently, faithful in your listening, you should know what the gospel is by now. You should know that the gospel is set in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. One can put Exodus in there, since in Exodus Exodus, you have the law of the Sabbath, and you have the penalty for breaking the law of the Sabbath. So those books tell us about the character Jesus, that he is a fictitious one, and that he is one who went about deliberately breaking the law. Matter of fact, I read that at the beginning, at the offset of the program, didn't I? Onset. Okay, read it at the beginning. Jesus went about deliberately and repeatedly breaking the law of the Sabbath, and was eventually caught, tried, found guilty, and given the sentence of death, and was put to death as the law required. That is the gospel of Jesus. Isn't there something? Mm-hmm. And that is what is portrayed and shown concerning the character Jesus in the books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All right? Our enemies have been found liars. They have lied to us. The faith that they have given us, the faith that black people have received from the Gentiles, the faith concerning Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, is a lie. Black people have believed in vain, as and other non-Gentile people as well. They have all believed in vain. The Gentiles have been commanded to cease from teaching that unsound, immoral, substandard faith concerning Jesus. But they have not ceased. They have continued to teach and preach Jesus. Okay? And that is a sin on the Gentiles' part. All right? Okay. So, we know what the enemy has done from the beginning. The enemy has, what the enemy did to black people. We know that the enemy is found to be a liar. Let's move on. Psalm 36:3-4. Say these words in speaking about the enemy. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. Think about your preacher. If you go to church, your people's preacher, your mother's preacher. Black people have, since the post-enslavement, black people have picked up the lying message, the false message, the deceitful message, and they teach, their own people and others as well, the deceitful message. That's something. Black people have picked up they're doing that what the enemy has done. They are lying to us, lying to their own people. The words of his mouth, the preacher's mouth, are those who teach, who call themselves ministers, those who preach Jesus, the Christian clergy, and that goes for Catholic clergy as well. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He abhorreth not evil. Teaching the unsound faith is an act of evil. It is an act of evil. Okay? And it seems what the book says. They abhorreth not evil. Okay? Psalm 35:20. They speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters. Coming from the heads in the Christian religion, the leaders, they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. They devise deceitful matters against those that are quiet, against the people they rule over, against black people, other non-Gentile people. The Christian religion, full of deceit. Full of deceit. Deceit. The Christian religion should have gone out with slavery. Okay? And in that they have not put away the Christian religion. The evil continues. The deceit continues. They have ignored the law. They have ignored the word of God, and it continues to be. But the Christian religion, whether you want to call it Christian, when I say Christian, I mean Catholic, okay? The Christian religion, the Gentiles' religion, is a condemned thing. The Gentiles are ordered to do away with it. Do away with the Christian religion. Do away with the unsound, immoral, substandard faith concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior. The Gentiles are commanded to turn to God, the living God, and serve Him. The Gentiles are commanded to trust in God, the living God. The Gentiles are commanded to worship the living God. That is the law. Yes, so they devise deceitful matters against the poor. The words of their mouth are iniquity and deceit. They have been found liars to black people, the Gentiles, and they are recorded as being the enemy of black people. Okay? John 10:10, still speaking about the enemy of black people. John, okay, the thief, who is the thief? Let's see what he does. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. In one statement, he is called the enemy, or they are called the enemy. In this statement, they are called a thief. They are thieves. The thief came not. The Gentiles and papacy conspired against black people, conspired to make war against them, defeat them, kill them, destroy them, and take what's left into captivity and enslavement. Thieves stole black people from their own land and stole everything that black people had, the lands, the resources, everything. Thieves, enemies, enemy, thieves, deceitful workers, liars, what the Bible is calling them. An enemy hath done this. Thine enemy shall be found to be liars to you. And now, thieves have stolen our birthright, destroyed us, took everything from us. Thieves. The thief's purpose was to steal from the beginning. wants to steal, kill, and to destroy. When they laid down their plans, when they conspired to overthrow, make war and overthrow black people. The purpose is stated here. And obviously it's not good, but destructive. To steal, kill, and to destroy. And destroy a whole race. And give a whole race a false belief, a false faith, causing them to believe in vain. Truly, the text is right. Truly, an enemy has done this. Thieves. Deceitful workers and liars. Enemies, thieves, deceitful workers, liars. Killers, destroyers. That's what the book says. They are, that's what the book calls the Gentiles. That's their record. This is their record. Reading from the record book, the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Book, King James Version, a record book. That was John 10:10. Jeremiah 50, verse 7 says, they, the enemy, the deceitful workers, the liars, the killers, the destroyers, the thieves, they have sinned against the Lord. The Gentiles. They have sinned against the Lord. Isaiah 10:21 says this. Now, we get to this that talks about the, that speaks to the descendants of those who were scattered abroad. And in this portion, you will see the plan, a plan developed, a plan that is laid out and for the descendants of those who are scattered abroad to take up, okay, and follow the remnant. The remnant. Those who, present day black people who are descendants of those who are scattered abroad. Present day people. Black people, okay, the remnant, Isaiah 10:21, it says, it answers the question, what shall the remnant do? What shall the descendants, the present day descendants of those who are scattered abroad do? This answers that question. The remnant shall return to the mighty God. Very clear about the remnant. What's expected of the remnant? The remnant shall return to the mighty God. And notice the word return. Suggesting what? That those people, you know, in days past, in times past, were with their God. Now the remnant shall return to the mighty God. They were taken away, stolen away from the mighty God. Huh? Okay? Thieves who went after black people to steal, kill, with the purpose of stealing, killing, and destroying. The remnant shall return to the mighty God. Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. So we know what the remnant was expected of the remnant. Talking to you, those of you listening, who are a part of this remnant, who are descendants of those who were scattered abroad. You shall, it's expected of you to return to the mighty God, the living God, the one true God, the one the Bible exalts, upholds, and talks so much about. Who is the living God? You should know by now, those of you who listen often, that the Bible, and I read that statement at the beginning too. Let's go back to it. Okay. The AVB has given to me, Tommy L. Hart, the titles of Lord and God. For more information on that, you can check the study the archives. Study the archives. They are there for your use. In the archives, in Lawmaster's archives, you have a trove of information. Valuable information. Make use of it. So the remnant shall return to the mighty God. That's the plan. Have faith in God. Mark 11:22. Simply means to trust God. Have faith in. Put your faith in God. Trust in Him. And if you trust in Him, you do what? You hear His word and you will obey His word. It did not say have faith in the Bible. It says have faith in a personality, the living God, the one true God. Okay, so return to God, have faith in God. If you don't have faith in God, you're not going to return to God. You're not going to come to God. So, how to pull off this about the remnant returning to the mighty God? The remnant should trust God, have faith in Him, follow His word, obey His word. Obedience. Do you know that you have a part in bringing prophecy to pass? You have a part, just like I, the living God, have a part in bringing prophecy to pass. There are things I have to do, or I have had to do, to bring certain prophecies to pass. But in the Bible, it is prophesied that the Lord God will come. Well, I have come. Okay? And then there are other things, you know, that says God will do this, God will do that. Well, I have to do things to bring prophecy to pass. It's a work. Prophecy just does not happen out of the blue. Get this, because I've never heard anybody say it like this. You have a part to play in bringing prophecy to pass. God has a part to play. God has a role in bringing prophets to pass. Let's do the things that we are supposed to do. Okay? You have faith in God. You put your trust in God. Then let's go. Psalm 115:9. Yeah, but that's really something. Prophecy doesn't just happen for no cause or reason at all. Prophecy comes. Prophecy is a result. Prophecy fulfilled is a result of obedience. Remember that. And fulfilling prophecy. prophecy, there must be obedience by somebody. Prophecy just does not happen for no reason or without cause. And that which is the cause of prophecy being fulfilled is the result of obedience. Where there is no obedience to the scriptures, there is no fulfilling of prophecy. Get that? Just like this, the remnant shall return to the mighty God. The remnant, and then this statement here, I might have it in outline, but I'll state it now. There's the commandment, turn thou to thy God. Turn thou to thy God. If the remnant does not do that, then how can this come to pass that says the remnant shall return to the mighty God? In order to bring that which is desired, the remnant return to the mighty God, then the remnant has to do something. They have to do what? They have to return. If the remnant does not return, then that statement cannot be fulfilled, which says the remnant shall return. Now, that's a commandment, okay? But that's what is desired. That's an end, E-N-D, something expected or desired. That is an end. The end, the remnant shall return to the mighty God. And if the remnant refuses to return, the remnant disobeys and does not return, does not put the trust in God, and does not return to the living God, then that prophecy cannot come to pass. That speaks about the remnant and the remnant being with the mighty God. I'll read a statement that speaks to that matter. Okay? The end. Okay? And we see the end in the statement, the remnant shall return to the mighty God. Okay? That's what is expected. Okay? Psalm 115, verse 9. Okay, I'm turning to it. 115, verse 9. O Israel, listen to this. This is a commandment to Israel. Scripture is speaking directly to Israel, the present-day descendants of those who were scattered abroad. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. Clear, isn't it? It's clear who's speaking. Scripture is speaking. The law is speaking. It's speaking to Israel, present-day descendants of those scattered abroad, and telling them what to do. Trust thou in the Lord to bring forth, to bring about the end. What is the end? The remnant being with their God. The remnant and their God reunited. Trust Israel in the Lord. Deuteronomy 6:4, Isaiah 43:1. That statement that I read the last time we met, I corrected it. I had written 15, and it should have been just 5 for a reference. I made that correction. But here we have Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Hear, O Israel. And then Isaiah 43:1. Isaiah 43:1. O Israel, fear not. Don't fear. Yes, what is expected of you? The uniting or reuniting of you with your God. Do not fear. Trust the Lord. Don't fear. Trust in. Put your trust in the Lord. Because you see where his trust is coming from. The Lord's trust, he's trusting Scripture. He is trusting the law. The Bible is a law book. He is trusting the law. And you are commanded to trust him, the living God. Simple plan. If we just follow instructions. Hear, O Israel, fear not, but trust in the living God. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Who said that? I said that. The living God said that to Israel. Present-day descendants of those scattered abroad. I just now said it. Just now read it. Okay? And I said that to Israel, my people. So, we see the plan unfolding. The end. Israel being with their God. How to bring that about. Israel, don't fear, but trust in God. Have faith in God. Put your trust in the living God. Next. Hear, O Israel, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Hosea 12:6. As the plan further unfolds, Hosea. Okay, Hosea 12:6. Hear, O Israel, don't fear, put your trust in me, the living God. I have called you by name. You are mine. Therefore, turn thou, O Israel, to your God. Turn to your God because you are mine. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Following the plan. Obedience is the way. Obedience. Obedience will bring about the end, which is the reuniting of Israel with their God. Obedience will get us there. Obedience will bring Scripture to pass. We see the plan unfolding, and we see that these are simple statements. These are things that are doable. These are things Israel's reuniting with its God, with their God, is a tenable thing. It's defendable. It's defendable. I'm reading Scripture. The departure, the coming of Israel to their God is scriptural. It's law. It's the law. It's the law. I'm reading from the law book. This is what the law requires. What does the law require? It requires those present-day descendants of those who were scattered abroad to turn or return to the mighty God. One scripture may say turn, another scripture may say return. Okay. But what is it? Both of them, in both there is a turning to the living God, the mighty God, the God Israel, the God who has been given the surname of Israel by law, by the law. So, Hosea 12:6, the commandment, turn thou, O Israel, to thy God. It's talking to Israel. These statements are to Israel. Plan unfolded further. Jeremiah 50, verse 9, Isaiah 55, verse 6 and 7. Because you are mine, O Israel, turn to me. None shall return in vain. Those who come to God, those who unite with God, the law says they will not do so in vain. All right? That statement, Jeremiah 50, verse 9. Turn to it to make sure we have a correct reference. Jeremiah 50, verse 9. None shall return in vain. Proverbs 3, 7. Fear the Lord. Let's turn to it. Proverbs 3, 7. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. We're given instructions. These are instructions to carry out the plan and bring about the end. What is the end? The reuniting of present-day Israel with their God. Proverbs 3:7. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Now, this statement is to all people. Okay? Fear the Lord and depart from evil is to Israel. Israel is told, fear not. In one statement. And here they are told, fear the Lord and depart from evil. Depart from evil. Come out from among the Gentiles. Okay, just say it straight out and simple. Come out, as the scripture says, from among them. And be ye separate, saith the Lord. Come out. Come out from their crooked, wicked religion. And come out physically from among them, the enemy. And go to, come to your God. Trust your God. Do not fear, but fear your God. Depart from evil. Seek, that statement is Isaiah 50. No, it's not. That statement is Proverbs 3, verse 7. Next we have the statement, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. That's Isaiah 55, 6 and 7. Seek the Lord, go to. One of the definitions for seek is go to, resort to, go to. Let's go back and see what we're told to do. what we are told about and told to do. The plan, the reuniting of present-day Israel with their God. Remnant shall return to the mighty God. Okay, how to bring that about? The remnant should have faith in their God. The remnant should trust in the Lord. Hear, O Israel, you are mine. Trust the word of God. Obey the commandment. Turn to your God. Children of Israel, the people of Israel, none shall return in vain. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. The Christian religion, the unsound, immoral, substandard faith concerning Jesus, and from the very presence of the enemy. Okay? Depart from evil. Seek the Lord. Go to the Lord while he may be found. While he's alive here on earth. While I am alive and here, right here on planet earth. Seek me. Come to me. Go to the Lord while he is alive. While he may be found. Okay? While he's living. Okay? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. And call ye upon him while he is near. Definition of call upon. That means invite to speak. Did you get that? Invite to speak. As at a meeting. All right. Deuteronomy 5:32. Ye shall, vital instruction, you shall do, Israel, as the Lord your God hath commanded you. So this is weighty. This is weighty. You shall do as the Lord your God commanded you and commands you. You should seek the Lord. You should go to the Lord. You should depart from evil and from among the wicked. You should fear the Lord. None that come to the Lord will come in vain. None that reunite with the Lord will do that in vain. Turn, Israel, to your God. You are mine. I have called you by your name. What is your name? Your name is Israel. What is God's surname? It is Israel. Two real Israels in the Bible, God and his people, who are the remnant, present-day descendants of those black people who were scattered abroad by means of the papal seas and Gentiles' infamous international slave trade. Have faith in God, O Israel, you remnant, and bring about the end, which is the returning of the remnant to the mighty God. So this speaks of restoration, doesn't it? Restoration, a returning. Bringing back that which once was, restoring that which once was. The scriptures paint a picture of black people being together in their own land, having their own God before the wicked invasion, before the Gentile invasion. And now, scripture makes a call for the remnant to return to the mighty God. Scripture delivers the remnant to God in these statements. Scripture is delivering the remnant to God and redirecting the remnant to God. There is a delivering and a redirecting, and with the end of restoration in view. Obedience can bring this about. Deuteronomy 5:32, you shall do as the Lord your God has commanded you. Hebrews 11:16. So God is not ashamed to be called their God. Now God is Israel's God, and God is also God of the Gentiles also. Okay? God is God of all those who are in his kingdom. But the Gentiles are the servants of God. God is not ashamed to be called your God. He's not ashamed to be called Israel's God. Israel's response. Let this be your response, Israel, you black people. Jeremiah 55, Isaiah 33:22, Deuteronomy 6:4, 1 Timothy 4:10. Come, let this be your response, Israel. Come, let us join ourselves to the Lord. The Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. The Lord is our God. The Lord our God is one Lord. In Tommy Hart, the Lord our God is one Tommy Lorenzo Hart. We trust, we, the present-day descendants of those who were scattered abroad, we trust in the living God, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, the one who has been exalted by the law in Scripture, the one that is upheld, the one that is upheld in the law, in the Scriptures. The one that is the true God in the law, in the Scriptures. Commandments to the wicked, the Gentiles, Isaiah 55:7. Let the wicked forsake his way. The Gentiles are to forsake the Christian religion. They are to forsake the teaching and the teaching of the unsound, immoral, substandard faith concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior and a living entity. Let the wicked forsake their way. Isaiah 56:1. To the wicked, keep or fulfill judgment and do justice. Do justice. Keep judgment. Fulfill judgment. Obey the law. Do away with Christian religion. Stop, cease, and desist in teaching the unsound and marvelous substandard faith concerning Jesus. Stop lying to the people. So, I have presented to you what the law requires of Israel and what the law here at the end requires of the Gentiles and forsaking them, requiring them to forsake Christianity. Give it up. Let it go and stop teaching lies concerning Jesus. Okay? And I have given you the plan laid out in the Bible. I have made that plan clear. What is expected of the present-day descendants of those who were scattered abroad? I'm doing my part in bringing the information to you and making known these things to you. You have a part to do, which is called obedience. Obey. When we obey, we bring Scripture to pass. We fulfill, we cause Scripture to be fulfilled. We cause it to come to pass when we obey. Are you obeying? Have you in your mind already decided, when commanded to do so, to return to the living God, to fear not, but fear God and depart from evil, depart from the Christian religion, depart from the teaching concerning Jesus as a living Lord and Savior. And if you settle on returning and reuniting with God, have you decided to trust the living God as he trusts the scriptures and the law? Because that's what the Bible tells you. Put your trust in the Lord. Have faith in God. A living person, a real person, and not in a lie. Trust not in lying words, but that which is altogether lovely, that which is honest, that which is just simply honest and right and good, that you should follow. My teaching is honest. My teaching is honest. I do not teach deceit. My message is clear. Do your part. Obey the law. Trust in the Lord, the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Depart from evil. And do that which is expected. Do that which is commanded in the law. And let us bring prophecy to pass. Let us bring the end to pass. What is the end? The end is the reuniting of present-day Israel, their God. This is great. This is great. Until the next time.